Sagan's Cosmos series, noted wit, is famous for its opening dictum, "The cosmos is all that is, or ever was, or ever will be." Why didn't the Smithsonian have a problem promoting this little philosophical flourish? Witt concluded, "The Smithsonian has been given over lock, stock, and barrel to Sagan's metaphysical vision for decades. The one difference now is that they're explicitly stating that not only do they privilege Sagan's materialistic metaphysic, they will block any scientific argument that suggests a contrary conclusion." But the Smithsonian had already signed a contract for the event. "Due to this fact," wrote Doric, "we will, of course, honor the commitment made to provide space for the event to the Discovery Institute, but the museum will not participate or accept a donation for the event." The NMNH returned $11,000 of the $16,000 donation to the Discovery Institute, keeping $5,000 for expenses. The event itself was a huge success. On June 23, 2005, a capacity crowd filled the National Museum of Natural History's Baird Auditorium. Afterwards, Gonzalez and Richards answered questions from scientists, students, journalists, and legislators, then hosted a reception in the museum's Hall of Geology, Gems, and Minerals. The controversy also had its lighter moments. When he first heard of it at the end of May, atheist James Randi offered to pay the NMNH $20,000 to cancel the event. Randi's clumsy attempt to bribe the Smithsonian to censor the film amused mathematician David Berlinsky, a critic of Darwinism and fellow of the Discovery Institute living in Paris. Berlinsky wrote to Randi and threatened, tongue-in-cheek, to show the privileged planet in Europe unless Randi also paid him $20,000. "For the right price," Berlinsky said, "the Discovery Institute would make sure the film disappears itself, if you catch my drift. You get to keep the negatives, we keep the director's cut in our safe for insurance. Is this some sort of deal or what?" Randi did not respond. Location, location, location. In many ways, ours is the optimal galaxy for life. And we're only now beginning to appreciate how much our solar system's configuration is not only rare, but also surprisingly crucial for life. Guillermo Gonzalez and J.W. Richards. Is this heaven? In 2001, Guillermo Gonzalez had left his postdoctoral research position at the University of Washington to take a job as an assistant professor of astronomy and physics at Iowa State University. Things were going well there until the June 2005 screening of The Privileged Planet at the Smithsonian. Soon after the Smithsonian event, Iowa State professor Hector Avalos circulated a faculty petition to reject all attempts to represent intelligent design as a scientific endeavor. The petition, which was signed by nearly 120 Iowa State professors, criticized advocates of intelligent design for claiming that the position of our planet and the complexity of particular life forms and processes are such that they may only be explained by the existence of a creator or designer of the universe.